Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pasquale Cardone, and my lovely co-host is Evelyn Calleja. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning. How nice to see your tan face.
I know. Oh, I was walking out of the fields.
Yeah.
All week I was at the beach working.
Wow. I know. We got to talk about this situation with you. A lot of outdoor painting.
I know.
Helping with the senior center. You were even on the news. I caught
I know.
The local news.
Isn't that exciting? I know.
You're famous.
But I'm considered one of the younger seniors because everybody else is in their 70s and 80s and 90s.
Okay. You're just wanting to put that out. You're a young senior.
I'm a poster child for them.
Well, you do a lot of work. My God.
Yes. Well,
so what did you do this week? Tell our listeners.
So we have the beach here in Stamford, Connecticut, and walking from the parking lot to the beach is a stone bridge. And it's two ways, one for vehicles, one for pedestrians. And it's just an old bridge. It's a sturdy bridge, but it's dirty. So somebody had the brainstorm of painting this. And that was Lori. And she had seen the bridge and she says, why can't we paint it? So she talked to her friend Jamie, and then they talked to the senior center and it got all involved. Rene Soto, he's the art director at the senior center. And they came up with having the seniors paint the bridge. And so that's what we did. It was a beautiful week. We had volunteers come out just in the mornings, like from 8 to 12, 8 to 1, because you can't work seniors, 8 hours a day, a little drop.
Oh, they're like dropping, like flies.
And it was so hot, and you're right in the sun. There's no shade, but of course, me, I was there from 7:45 to 1, 2, without the hat, sometimes with the hat. So that's why I'm.
That's why you got all the color, yeah.
I got a good
you
color.
Look good, and you look great on the news report.
Yeah,
the finished. News. I should put a picture. Send me a picture of the finished bridge.
I'll do the before and after, so people see what it was before and what it is now. So you have
it looked like paisley. It looked like what you did was very psychedelic.
It's we're trying to get the Monet with the day the lilies, But it's somewhat similar, but it's a little. You get a bunch of people doing the painting. It's everybody has their own vision. But we were
especially a bunch of boomers that took a lot of LSD or something.
Thank you. But Rene Soto, he was really good about it. He was very patient, even though, it wasn't up to par sometimes. But he was good, a good sport. It's hard. People are older.
Were you fighting to micromanage that?
Well, I just wanted them all to stand back and let me do the painting because
I know you so well.
At some point it was just Renee and I at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was like, why do they even have to come? Let's just call it the Renee and Pasquale Bridge. You know what I mean? Let's just do it ourselves. But in team spirit, he was saying you have to let everybody do it. I'm like, all
you
right.
You have to just swallow it and let it go. Yes.
So,
it's
still much better than what it was.
Lovely.
Yeah, so it's a nice thing. And a little bit of, our DNA now is on that bridge.
Yeah.
You go back and forth.
It's got to feel good when you look at it.
Yes.
Well, I have some good news.
What was up?
Well, this week I had the grueling biopsies.
Yes.
It gets more and more medieval every time I go.
It's not fun being a woman.
No. And I got to tell you, this time it was better because in the IV, they put some Valium to calm me down.
Oh, we like that.
Yeah. So I got to tell you, it wasn't bad.
Good. Did they give you any pills to take home?
No, I got none of that.
Nothing for afterwards.
But it was still grueling.
Sure.
This time it was painful. And, the hole in the
tables, the two holes.
Table. Yeah, you got to put the puppies in there. And it was like really so crazy. And this time they didn't say hop on. They just said scoot over. Again, with the hopping and the scooting. Who's scooting? No one is scooting anymore. Those scooting days are over. Oh, God. Anyway, but I did get the results.
And
both biopsies were clean.
Thank you, Jesus. Good for you.
Completely clear. And That's fabulous news. So now we're still just dealing with the original thing. Okay. So I see the doctor this coming week, and then there'll be some surgery. But
okay, but it's not as bad as we thought in the beginning.
No, it wasn't as bad, and it was really tough, and the anticipation.
Good.
But, you know, I felt better coming out of this.
Okay, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, so yay me. Okay.
Yes, yes. Can I ask you a question?
Please, ask me too.
All right, I'm not going to talk about what we did last week with the Speedos, but I want to ask you another question. That's over with. Move on.
I love the Speedo question. We have many fans of the Speedo.
You're in Florida, so this is probably seen all the time. But as a New Yorker, and you're living in New York, the Bronx, and Jersey, what do you think about men wearing flip-flops?
I have never been a fan of the flip-flop.
For the men.
But, you know, to each his own. This is, you know, I think the men should wear a nice sandal. My husband does not wear flip-flops. He refuses. I even once bought him a pair because when we had that place on the beach.
Right.
They look, you're walking around. It's easier with the flip-flop. You just throw it in the shower thing and then there's no, but no, he hated it.
Interesting. See, growing up, my mother refused to buy us flip-flops. She said toes should not have any extension between them. So we couldn't have like one of those little flip-flops because she said she didn't believe in those.
She didn't believe it.
We didn't even grow up with any of that stuff. You know, we had to have like a shoe, like a plastic shoe you go into the water with or whatever, you know, but we can never walk around. But no, I've heard pros and cons on men should not wear flip-flops to the stores.
Where do you stand on it?
I love flip-flops.
You do.
I wear them all the time.
Nice. Okay.
But I didn't know what your opinion was.
My opinion is I'm not a fan.
All right. No, next time I see you, I won't wear them.
No, you shouldn't change your thing. Just don't wear your Speedo. What's your position on flip-flops and Speedos? Is that where it belongs?
That's a doubleheader. Are you kidding me? I'm at a Pacers
game. Listen, try to keep this very, you know, try to get this to be a very controversial show.
I just want to know what my uniform, my outfit should be in front of you. I've never really asked. So, all right. Now I know. No flip-flops, no Speedos. Move on.
So we have to talk about what day it is today. So this episode will be published on
the 20th of July.
And so what day is that? What's today?
Hey, that's Wednesday.
Yeah, no, but there are special days, you know.
Yes, there's three things that they've said. It's National Moon Day, M-O-O-N, Moon Day.
Lovely.
International Chess Day and World Jump Day.
Again, with the jumping. No one is jumping yet.
I know. These are facilities.
So let me ask you a question. On National Moon Day, what do? You moon people or the moon?
No, I'm pulling my pants down.
I'm pulling my pants down too.
That's what it says. Doesn't say anything
else. Let's, you know, what do they say? Synchronize our watches and you tell me exactly the time of day you're doing it and we can coordinate that.
You have your husband take a photo.
Okay. My husband will want a moon. He has no problem with that.
Oh, well, you can set the timer then on the phone.
Okay. No one's taking picture of that. This is a family show. No. Oh, so I want to talk about last week. You said it was National Bedford Forest.
Oh, did you look them up?
Well, yeah. So I think you meant it was Nathan Bedford Forest Day.
Oh, I threw that.
And that was a Confederate general. And I don't know why we're celebrating a general that lost the war. So not to be controversial, but enough already. Stop it, right. Confederate. They lost the war.
That they did.
All right. So, oh, and the other thing from last week, the manhole covers. I looked up why are they're round because it's more expedient when it'll close quicker and close tighter. If it was square or it was geometric in that way, you'd have to align the corners to get it down. It would take more time. Oh. And also if you align a square one aligned differently could fall right through.
Sorry, could you say where, that again? Sorry, I couldn't hear what.
What is that?
My watch is thinking I'm saying Siri.
Oh.
I'm telling you, we're surrounded.
Really? Everything goes right to the government, you know.
It's going right to them.
They're going to be watching you moon next week on Wednesday.
I know. We better not do it, you know, where there's cops around. Anyway, like the square ones, if you misalign it, right?
Yes.
It could fall right through, but it's impossible for the round one to fall straight through.
I'm so glad you do this homework.
Yeah.
I have another Google question. Go ahead.
An Evelyn Google? Okay, she's firing up. Okay.
You know, I was at the beach all week, so, you know, I had more time on my hands as I'm painting.
That could be a dangerous thing.
I know, really, my mind just went. You know how we all have to drink to survive? Oh, my God, and you're drinking right now. You're drinking water.
Water.
So everybody has to drink in the world. But let me ask you a question. Ready?
I'm ready.
Do fish drink water?
I don't think so, because if they drank water.
They're in water.
They're in water. No, I don't think.
I don't know. I was just curious. Like sharks, do they drink fish, water?
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
So what does Google Evelyn think about this? Because when I'm in the pool.
They have to be hydrated somehow.
So all that water on their fins, it just gives them the water. They're not taking it in through the mouth.
Well, I'm sure they are, because when they eat whatever they're eating, it would be taking in the water. So maybe their metabolisms do something with the salt water.
Because I gag if you're in the pool. You know what I mean? Your mouth
of
is
course,
open.
Of course, but they're their mouth fish. Open. But I bet you they have to get hydrated. It's a living thing, right?
Right.
So I bet you their systems work it out somehow.
All right. It was just, that's a good question.
Well, double check, you know.
And you had a little downtime.
Yeah. Well, I don't do as much. I don't do anything.
What? When? During the day?
No, during the day.
Well, yeah.
I read.
Yeah, you read, you watch TV, you relax. You
swim.
You're entitled. You're retired now. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, during the pandemic, I took, you know, Duolingo online language. Right. I took
French,
and then I did Italian, and then I was brushing up on my Spanish. Spanish grammar, because, you know, I don't practice in it enough.
Right.
But I did that, and then I crocheted the world.
Oh,
but
right. I have one of your things. One of your.
I haven't been doing that, but yeah. I kept very busy during the pandemic. Now, I don't know. I don't feel like doing anything.
Well, now you can take it easy and relax.
We take it easy. We swim around a little bit.
Good.
I don't really lay in the sun, it's bare feet skin. I don't like that.
What, laying out?
Yeah, I'm not like.
Well, when I get older, I'll know better. I think you're going to be proud of me this week.
Oh, tell me why. I'm always proud of you.
Thank you. But I called 611.
I said to Eric, what is this with the 611? Is that a secret number? He's looking at me like I'm crazy. He goes, no, with the T-Mobile.
He knows.
Dial 611, it goes to their service.
Right.
I said, who knew that?
I knew. I just didn't call him for 7 months. So anyway, I called the other day. I was on with this woman from the Philippines. Do you know I had her the last time when I set up my machine 7 months ago, my internet? It was the same woman.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, it was the same woman. I said,
wow.
Yeah, she's in the Philippines. Anyway, she was so nice. It was like literally 40 minutes on the phone with me. I was like, you know, with one eye and a half a brain. She went over like five times. I felt so bad. I said, do not disconnect me. You know, anyway, she helped me. But I get Apple TV and Netflix.
Great. Oh, you know what? On Apple TV, there's a series called Blackbird.
Yeah, but
it's very good.
But this is another thing. I've got it already activated from July 14th. However, she said to me, go to your remote control, there'll be a Netflix button. I don't have a Netflix button on my remote.
Oh, yeah. Because
Right. So now I have to
get
it.
The app.
So I have both the, you know, so I have to call Dad. I have to call your husband.
Yeah, because you know what is, you just have to get the app. What kind of, you have a Vizio?
What, TV?
Yeah.
No, it's a rectangular one.
No, Vizio is a brand.
I don't know. I don't know. All right. Well, we'll take it offline.
Yeah, you talk to Eric, your phone.
Smart TV, I have that. I got that in the divorce.
Yeah, oh, very good.
So, anyway.
We're very happy you got the TV.
Got something.
So anyway, and according to you, you also got the piece of the Berlin Wall in the... Lovely.
It was small enough.
So another exciting thing that happened this past week, our friend Doug was here. You know, he loves to fish.
By the thing.
And as he was fishing, he spots an alligator. We had never seen an alligator in the creek.
That's frightening because they could come up to your house.
They say, but we're high up. I mean, we have to go up steps.
But they're fast and they can go up steps. They can go up steps. I'm scared.
Well, it was a little, it was maybe 5 foot long. So that's not little. Yeah.
They grow.
And we were saying it's a teenager. It's a young one. Wherever there's a young one, there's a, you know, the bat.
Yeah, they're more. They're there. They're watching you.
But we were very shocked because, again, we've lived here 7 years. First time we ever saw an alligator.
That's incredible.
We've seen dolphin and manatee. That's what usually you see here.
Right. Because you're at the dead end. You're at the end there, too.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That's frightening.
So now I say to Eric, be careful. You know, he's always down there talking to those plants.
Yeah.
Please be careful. You never know. It grabs your ankle. You're done.
Oh, yeah. He's in. He's fodder.
Yeah. So I said, just be careful. So he's like poo-pooing me like, you know.
No. He's got to run fast. I'm telling you. That's scary.
So, yeah. So thanks to our friend Doug for discovering that.
Yes. No, that's good. That's good.
So they say, be careful, because sometimes they come up and they go into your pool. I said, oh, child, please. Before I walk into that pool, I won't even walk in if I see a little frog on the wall. No. I said, are you kidding? I see an alligator there. No, forget it. 911 will be called. Forget 611. There will be a 911 call.
You don't call T-Mobile.
No. What do I do? What do I do? But the other thing, do you ever see those commercials for Medicare?
Yes.
And it says, call this number to check your zip code.
Right.
So I always say to Eric, we should call them and say, can you tell me what my zip code is? Like, if you don't know your zip code, why do you have to call that number? Hysterical. Anyway.
Oh, to old people.
So I did something fun, you know, because I have so much time on my hand, and you inspire me. I got to get busier. I looked at our analytics for our podcast.
Oh, good. People are listening?
People are listening, and many countries, let's see, 10, 20, 30, 39 countries.
Wow.
So I'm going to tell you the top 10 countries.
All right.
The USA comes up first. It's 87% of our listeners. Then under that is Norway with 3%.
Then
Algeria, all the family. Yeah. Right. Algeria, 1%. Thank you, Algeria.
Thank you. We love you.
Then Germany, 1%. Then the UK, another like around a 1%. Then Canada. Number 7 was Ukraine.
Oh, my.
Yeah. How nice of them to be listening to us.
A little
terrible what's going on with that country.
Oh, don't start.
I know. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Then number 8 is Australia. Then we have number 9 coming in Ireland. And number 10, I don't even know where this place is, Uzbekistan.
Oh.
Do you know where that is?
No, it's somewhere in Europe.
There's number 10 of our listeners.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll have to find out where they are, but we appreciate them.
Then the top 5 cities in the U.S. 19% is in California, 17% is Florida, 10% New Jersey, 9% New York, and 7% Connecticut.
Interesting.
I don't want to shame New York, but seriously, the name of the podcast is Two New Yorkers. That should be off the charts.
Yeah, 100% New Yorkers
rally round. You know, this is your podcast.
They all get together and listen to it in the morning for breakfast. That's why you only get that, you know.
Yeah, well, they should all, I know, they're all in one place. But no, really, seriously, could you each of you listen to me, listen to us?
Thank you.
But isn't that interesting?
It is. No, and nice to see how it's growing, though. It really is.
I know. We even have people in Hong Kong.
Wow.
Oh, there's people in Israel. I think I know. That's my friend. Oh, Singapore. That's your friends.
Yes.
Italy. I have friends in Italy. Pakistan, Brazil, Slovakia. And no, Czech Republic. I mean, really, we're very all over the world.
It's exciting.
South Africa and South Korea, Indonesia. Do you know people anywhere in these countries?
No. No.
Wow. That's it.
That's exciting.
Thank you, world.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We really appreciate the world.
Exactly.
We love the world.
So, can I ask another question?
Oh, ask away.
What did you wear when you were little, your brothers and sisters, growing up in New York?
I wore dresses.
Right. Little dresses.
Little dresses. Well, I was little, so. Yeah, I wore dresses to school and, you know,
my cousin
knee highs and.
Right. Then my cousin Nancy in Chicago sent me a photo of us all dressed up for like a little, you know, it wasn't like Easter or anything, but we, you know, have a little tie on and we're all dressed up for like a, whatever little get together it was.
Yeah.
It's not like it is today for the kids.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, how was it in your family going out and doing things?
Well, we got dressed up for occasions, you know.
Right.
For some reason, my two sisters and I always had the same dress.
Oh.
Not the same dress, but dressed alike.
Right. You were in two in one dress. Yeah.
No. You know, we're very close in age.
But were you like twins then? Did your mother dress you as
more
twins?
More like triplets. Yeah. Uh-huh. She did dress us alike often.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, because I'm the youngest. And then Carmen is 14 months older than me. And then Ilya and Carmen are 11 months apart. That's what they call Irish twins.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That might be a derogatory thing now. Sorry for
that. Sure it is now. We're going to get a letter.
Yeah. Oh, God. So no one's talking to us. So, you know, no. It's just you and me talking here.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So we dressed that like our party dresses often were the same ones.
But
I did not. I have to say that was not my favorite thing.
Dressing up all the same.
Yeah, I like my own identity, even to this day.
But in those days, you had to just do what your parents said.
Of course.
No, just say thank you. You couldn't say. I mean, because the kids.
They're the ones that are buying your crap.
Of course. I agree. No. I mean, that's why she was saying, Nancy was saying about, you know, how we dressed in those days. And it wasn't our fault. We would dress.
Blame it on the parents. Yeah.
I'm going to I'll send you a photo of what we looked like in the one.
Oh,
photo.
Yeah. Maybe I could. Can I post it?
Sure. That's fine. We were all little kids then.
Yeah. I'll post one of me and my sister. I don't know if I have one with the same freaking party dress. I don't know.
It's etched in your mind. You're not forgetting.
Yes. A blue like chiffon-y type.
Oh, I love chiffon.
Yeah. It was at that kind of material. I'm sure it wasn't chiffon, but you know, that kind of material. Oh, your favorite girl. You know what I looked up? The net worth of your girlfriend.
Let's go 1 week without her.
Can we go 1 week? No. You know what her net worth is? And by her, I hope people by now know who we mean. Kim Kardashian.
I read something about her too, but go ahead.
Oh, it's $1.8 billion.
Oh, whoa, that's it?
So she's a working mom, please. Gag me with a spoon.
Thank you, right? She's worried last week about her hands looking old, and she's like, oh, I'm taking care of four kids. Oh, you know where that girl is right now?
Where is she?
Australia.
With her boyfriend.
You know how she got there?
No.
On her $100 million private jet.
Oh, well, she's got thing. Billions of dollars, so of course she's got a...
She's just like us. She's just really like a person here, and she probably she cares so much how she dresses, too. You know? She's just...
Oh, my God, the poor thing. Jeez.
Like, can you imagine a $100 million jet, and she thinks she's like us?
Yeah, like the common people.
That's what I mean.
Let you know what the common people are like.
She went to see Pete Davidson, so...
What is he on a show there?
He's doing a taping of a show, and they hadn't seen each other, but she flew down. But she didn't say, in the article, didn't say if she brought her four children with her. So if she's cooking for them and cleaning them and doing everything for them, where are they for a few days?
That's right, for the few days. Well, you know, with the nannies. You have a million nannies.
Right. So come on, Kim.
Very disgusting.
Stop annoying me.
Really. I know. Stop annoying. Did I hear she might be pregnant with this guy's kid?
No, Pete said that he wants to have another baby. So she's got four already, and she's one of six kids, Kim. So it's possible that she might have more. That's the rule.
Well, bless her heart. I mean, I'm sure she loves her children and they're well cared.
Definitely, definitely. It's just that when she tells everybody that she's like the working class mom.
And she has tips on relaxation.
Right, which whoever thought of putting on good music in the car when you drive. But I'm not harping.
You're not going to beat this horse.
No.
That bloody
pony. Let it go.
But oh my God, enough with this music in the car.
No, I know.
All right, well, look at the time already.
Yes. All right, dear.
Always great talking to you.
I'm here. Love you.
Love you too. Always good seeing you. And ciao to everyone. Thank you, all world people. Oh. We love the whole world that listens to it. Tell your friends. Make us popular. Get us a radio show.
Get us to Algeria.
That's right. We'll do a studio there.
One would hope. All right. Love you madly, mother.
Love you too.
All right. Bye, everybody. You have a good day. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao now to everybody.
week.
Yeah. Ciao, y'all.